Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Purpose to Service podcast. So today actually kicks off a 6-week series around building your coaching or service-based business with intention. So each week for the next 6 weeks, we're going to cover and get clear on topics like who you're serving, the type of service offer you should be creating, how not to overcomplicate your program curriculum, and so much more. I am totally invested in helping you to build a sustainable and intentional coaching business. So each week over the next 6 weeks, I am going to be giving you a lot of value. So like, make sure you're showing up with a notebook and a pen to take notes. And I'm just going to be sharing some key pieces and some pieces to building a sustainable business that I often feel is looked over. So make sure, if you haven't already, click subscribe if you are watching this over on YouTube, or hit subscribe in whatever podcast app you're currently listening to this in, because when I say you don't want to miss the next 6 weeks of content, you do not want to miss it. So for the past year, I have had this nudge in me to really cater what I do within my business to truly serving others who want it to be in this coaching space. So whether you want to be a wellness coach, a coach to new moms, a life coach, or whatever, I have felt this strong tug to do what I can to provide coaches who actually give a damn the tools and resources that they need to really build a thriving and sustainable business. So for those who don't know, I have been in this industry for 7 years. And over the past 7 years, I have seen this industry grow in a lot of amazing ways. One of those big ways being the representation. So over 7 years ago, when I first started coaching, the only coaches I really came across online were like old rich white men who were selling their curriculum on DVDs. Or they were like white women who, you know, were making all these big millions of dollars. There were not many women that I knew of back then who looked like me, who weren't like over the top, you know, glamorous. They just didn't relate to who I was at the time and even who I am now. So to see how this space has evolved, and there are so many different types of women, so many women who look like me, so many women who are making great money in this space, like that is amazing. Like that's the type of change that I love to see. But on the flip side of that, I've also seen this industry change over the past few years in some ways that I do not agree with. So I've seen it change in ways where the hustle culture is pushed so much. And you guys know I do not agree with that type of marketing. I do not agree with that type of selling. I believe rest is monumental, and you will never hear me telling you to, you know, sleep when you're dead, or you should be working 40 hours a week. Like it's crazy. Like I don't agree with any of that. I also don't agree with being mean in order to be seen as an authority. There is this thing with coaches now where they're talking down on their clients or they're talking down on their audience. And I don't agree with that. You do not have to be mean. You don't have to be condescending. You don't have to be rude in the name of tough love in order to be seen as an authority. And I also absolutely do not agree with people jumping into this industry just because the profit margins are high. And I've been seeing that a lot as well. So I am super protective over this industry because coaching changed my life. Like I was pushed into this without notice and I completely fell in love with it. I have done everything that I can to learn more about this space and to learn more about how I can truly help my clients. And I know that there are so many other amazing women out there who want to do the same, who really value this work, who want to operate, you know, with integrity, and who actually want to help their audience or their clients to receive a real transformation. I know that. I know these women exist because I have had the honor of working with them on a day-to-day basis. So I have just felt like this big fire in me for a long time now to take what I have learned over the past 7 years and just use that to help the people who really want to make a difference in this space, to help the people who value helping their clients to get a real transformation over just trying to make the next 100K in some ridiculous amount of time. And for a while, I felt a little bit of imposter syndrome around that. And I do still feel some imposter syndrome around that. But I know that I haven't been in this industry for 7 years for no reason. And it got to a point where I have literally been complaining about this to my business friends for the past year. And I just realized that I can either keep complaining about what I don't like about this industry, about what has changed this industry, or about how people talk about this industry now that there is just so much mistrust happening, or I can actually get up and I can do something about it. So with this series, I am going to be sharing with you really the ins and outs of truly building a sustainable, intentional, and profitable coaching business that also fuels the life that you desire. So I also want to talk about how you are going to flourish, or how you can flourish as a coach while also being able to be there for your family, being able to maybe still work a 9-to-5 if you still like it, to be able to do all of these things in your personal life while also being an excellent entrepreneur. And don't worry if you don't consider yourself to be a coach. These tips and strategies that I'll be sharing over the next few weeks will be super helpful to you as well. So if you're a copywriter, if you are a web designer, if you are some type of strategist, these are still tips that you will be able to utilize. So don't think I am excluding you. If you create a service, if you offer some type of service, this series will definitely be helpful for you. But today we're digging into a big question that I have to reference for myself at least once every few months, and a question that I don't believe a lot of upcoming coaches or service providers are asking themselves before they decide to grow or scale their business. And that is, what do you want? Like, what do you really want? Not only in your business, but in your life as well. So I see it happen so often. You're seeing all of these coaches and influencers sharing their big wins and their new cars and all the money that they've made and their big launches, which is great. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But instead of you looking at them as motivation to keep doing your own thing, you begin to look at that as, you know, maybe I should be doing what they're doing. You know, maybe because my business isn't growing that fast, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Or you begin to think, oh, because that person is like hard pressed to make 7 figures in 3 months, then that must be what I need to chase as well. Or maybe they are offering this type of service and are working with this type of client. So you may be thinking that that's what you need to do as well in order to be successful. And you end up looking at these people so much that you begin to forget what it is that you actually want, the reason why you became an entrepreneur in the first place. And that's why we have so many coaches right now who have shifted their business model and messaging to help these people to like scale as fast as possible, because that type of marketing, that type of focus has pretty much become a trend. And I honestly believe a lot of people who have made that shift are doing it because they see that that is what people are flocking to, that they're seeing that is, you know, what is selling, or they believe that that's what's going to help them to scale as fast as possible. But I often wonder, is that what they really want? And I don't want you to fall into that trap. I want you to be very clear on what it is in both your life and business that you desire. So one of the very first pieces to building a solid business foundation, and this is what we really dig into inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, is getting clear on what you want in both your life and business. So it affects the decisions you make, the offer you create, how you want to work with your clients, and who it is that you want to work with. And I really do see this all the time, where so many people jump into this industry, they're excited and they're ready to like dive in head first, but they don't have a clear understanding of exactly what it is they want. And trust me, I am saying this from experience. I started my coaching business by accident 7 years ago, and I started taking on like these one-off, one-hour long sessions with clients, which then turned into multiple sessions with clients, which then turned into working with clients on a 3 to 6 month basis. And because I was like thrown into this industry so quickly, I never really had a chance to sit down and ask myself what I wanted, and or what type of clients did I want to work with, or what type of clients got me really excited to do the work that I was doing. And I definitely didn't ask myself how this new business that I was building was going to fit around the life that I desired. And because I skipped that crucial step, I ended up just listening to what all the marketing gurus were telling me to do, what all the other coaches who were running these big $1 million businesses were telling me to do, and I ended up extremely burnt out. If you guys have heard my story before, I accredit burnout to chasing other people's idea of success. So I'm not just saying this to ruffle feathers. I'm not just saying this to be, you know, of something fluffy to talk about. I'm saying it from experience. If you want to be burnt out, if you want to build a business that you don't even like, don't get clear on what you want. if burnout is the goal, then keep chasing someone else's idea of success. But if you want ease, if you want alignment, then figure out what it is that you want to do. So if you have ever felt out of alignment within your work, it is probably because you've been chasing someone else's idea of success. So how do you actually get clear on what it is that you desire? So let's start off by focusing on the most important areas within your life and your business. And if you don't have pen and paper, I would highly suggest jotting down some notes as we're going through this. If you are busy right now, if you're in the car, just take some mental note and you can write them down later. But this is something that you're definitely going to want to take and like sit down with and journal through later on if you have a chance. So if you're new here, you should know that I am really big on building your business around the life that you desire and not the other way around. So more often than not, we get so caught up in building our business that we now have to figure out how the rest of our life is going to fit into that. But building a sustainable business with intention means getting clear on your desired lifestyle and then figuring out how your business will fit around that. So let's start off with what do you want in your life. So I like to kick this off by talking about what are your non-negotiables. So what are the things in your personal life that you are absolutely not willing to budge on? So what in your personal life matters the most to you? What are the things that above all else are a priority? So we talk about this inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, especially when it comes to setting your client's schedule. So if being free to pick up your kids up from school every day is a non-negotiable for you, then you know that when you're building your business, you need to put strict boundaries, not only around your work hours, but also around your client calls. So no more saying yes to client calls if they are going to cut into you being able to pick your kids up in the afternoons. So maybe a non-negotiable is not working weekends, or maybe being location dependent, or What are things just in your life that you are absolutely not willing to budge on? So for me, I do not do weekends at all. Actually, I take that back. I usually do one weekend a year if that's for my Mind Body brand event or for our New Year planning event that we do inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. But that is something that I choose to do. I don't feel forced to do that on those Saturdays. And it's one, maybe two Saturdays out of the entire year. So you just have to think about what is it in your personal life that you're absolutely not willing to budge on. And so let's talk about your general lifestyle. So what does your ideal lifestyle look like for you? So for me, I really want to be completely consumer debt free. So the way I price my offers and the different income streams that I add into my business are all centered around my debt reduction plan. So it's all intentional. I want my business to, again, fuel the life that I desire. And for me, I want to be debt free. So everything that I do in my business, how I price my offers, the offers that I create, are all centered around helping me to achieve that debt-free lifestyle. And as someone who also manages anxiety and depression, I also know that incorporating more ease and time for self-care into my life is a necessity, which is why my main stream of income, the Purpose to Service Academy, is a group coaching program versus a one-on-one coaching program, because I need to be able to create more space in my days for when I'm not feeling my best, and also to create more space in my days for when I just need to take more better care of myself. So if traveling multiple times a year for you is a non-negotiable, then write that down and remember that for when you're adding on the types of offers that you're creating within your business. And also remember that for when you're getting new opportunities. So maybe if this new opportunity you've been presented is going against your non-negotiable that you have set, then you know that you have to say, you know, no to that, because it's going to go against that non-negotiable. All right, so let's talk about money. So I do not want you, and I see this often, I do not want you to get caught up into thinking that just because the work you do is changing lives, that you should not be properly compensated for it. That is a lie. I don't know who has ever started that rule, but just because you're doing something that you love, just because you're doing something that is creating a transformation for your clients, does not mean that you shouldn't be properly compensated for it. But I also don't want you to believe that hitting six figures in some ridiculous amount of time is the end goal for everyone either. So getting clear on how much you want and also need to make, and I'm talking down to the cents if necessary, will again affect the offer that you're creating. It's going to affect how you're pricing that offer, and also it's going to affect the type of clients that you want to attract as well. Again, everything is intentional. So we'll dig deeper into pricing in a later episode in this series. But for now, I want you to just think about your number. And my friend Monique from Pimp Your Brilliance talks about your enough number. So what's the number that will allow you to pay all of your expenses every month, that will allow you to contribute to your savings, that will allow you to pay your taxes, that will allow you to do whatever is currently a priority for you? So my daughter is 2 years old and she's already doing extracurricular activities. So I have to include that into, you know, my enough number. Again, like I said, I'm paying off debt. So I have to add that into my enough number. We want to save up some more to buy a house next year. So that is being added into my enough number. So whatever it is that's a priority to you, add that up and come up with a number that you feel will be able to, again, fuel the life that you desire, whether it be just be paying off all of your expenses, trips to Target, money and savings, whatever is a priority for you. And if that number feels scary, then that is good. That is good. If that money freaks you out a little bit, that just means it is a good goal for you to achieve. So as an entrepreneur, it can be so easy to get your identity wrapped up in your occupation. And this is something that I have had to work really hard over the past year to let go of. But you have to remember that this business you're building is strictly a way for you to fund the life that you desire. So now that you are clear on what you want in your life. You know about your non-negotiables. You know about how much money you need to make. You know what you want your general lifestyle or everyday lifestyle to look like. It's time to think about how you can now shape your business around that. So you're the boss, right? You're the boss, which means no matter what your favorite marketing gurus try to tell you, you still get to make the rules. And I think that's something a lot of us tend to forget. You are allowed to go against the grain. You are allowed to build slowly, and you don't need anyone's permission to change your mind. So what does success look like for you? Is success tied to a dollar amount or the amount of freedom it creates for you and your family? Is success for you the types of opportunities it can bring? So knowing the answer to this very important question and standing firm in your answer is the key to not chasing anyone else's idea of success or being swayed by shiny object syndrome. So for me, I want to write, and I've shared this on the podcast before, but I want to write all of the books, you guys. And I absolutely adore coaching, but I also know that that isn't all that I want to do, and it's not all that I was created to do. And I also know that coaching gives me the time to be able to not only serve my clients and be a great coach, but it also gives me the time that I desire to work on writing books as well. So that's what success really looks like for me. Success for me looks like being financially independent. It means look like, of course, including being debt-free. It means being able to create my own schedule and having the freedom to choose what I want to do on a day-to-day basis. And it also looks like for me making space for the other things in my life that I am passionate about, including writing books. So I want you to think about that. What does success look like for you? And if you write this down and you realize that success isn't necessarily tied to a specific dollar amount or maybe not money in general, that is okay. I know so many people now have tied success with money, and they've talked about, oh, I won't be successful until I hit this amount, or I'm not successful until I hit that amount. And that may be what success looks like for them, but your success does not have to be tied to a dollar amount or money at all. If success for you means just being able to wake up every day and just have 2 hours to do what you love, then you are successful in your own right. Or if success for you looks like being able to give back to your community freely, or be able to put your children through college without them needing to take on any type of debt, that is what success looks like for you. And don't let anyone else change your mind on that, okay? So I also want you to think about, what types of people do you really want to work with? So truly, what type of client would you be most excited to work with? So knowing this person really does shape where you will show up online and also how you're going to market your business. And that's a big piece that I feel like a lot of people are missing. They kind of know who they want to work with, but they're not really sure. Or they start working with whoever is willing to pay them or whoever is willing to hire them first. And while starting out, that may be okay because you do have to get some experience to really know who it is that you want to work with, you still are the boss. If someone doesn't align with your ideal client type of profile, you can say no. You can send them to someone else. So it is also really shapes where you're showing up. So a lot of people are like, I don't know if I should use Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or Facebook or email marketing, or I don't know what I should be using. If you've ever felt like that, getting very clear on who you want to help will give you the answers. Because if your audience that you are excited about working with is on Instagram, then that means that you should probably be spending a little bit of time on Instagram marketing yourself and showing up. So knowing what you want and knowing exactly what success looks like for you truly shapes how you build your business. And while it seems so simple, so many coaches and online experts skip this step and end up building a business that they don't even like. Or it ends up burning them out, or it goes against all of the personal non-negotiables that they had created. So I can teach you all of the strategy all day long. I can teach you how to create an offer. I can teach you how to create or how to get more clients, but I cannot teach you what success looks like for you. That is something that only you can define. That is only something that you can create. And dare I say, if any coach tries to push their idea of success onto you, you should run. That is not something that can be taught. I can guide you and I can show you exactly, you know, like how to question yourself and come up with some good ideas of what it looks like for you, but I will never tell you what you should be going after or what success should look like for you. So inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, we start off with this exercise at the very beginning of our curriculum on getting clear on what it is that you want. And then as you are progressing through the program, we have little checkpoints to make sure that everything from your brand message to how you're marketing to how the offer to the offer that you're creating, we have little checkpoints throughout the curriculum to make sure that all of that aligns with what you said you wanted at the very beginning of the program. So getting clear on what you want is the first piece to building a sustainable business foundation. So my homework for you today is just go back through a couple of these questions that we talked through and just think about what in your personal life you desire. What are your personal non-negotiables? What do you want your daily lifestyle to look like? And so start off with lifestyle first, and then think about your business. What type of clients do you want to create? What type of offer would really help you to live out that life that we just talked about? So add all of these things together, write it down, put it somewhere where you can see it every day. And just remember that every decision you make, every offer you create, every marketing strategy that you implement must align with what your idea of success is and what you really want, if you really want it to work. So that is my homework for you today. And of course, I mentioned that we go through all of this in depth inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, which is my 12-month group coaching program for overwhelmed coaches who are looking to create a sustainable, intentional, and profitable business. So if you are interested in learning more, applications open up on October 12th. All you have to do is get on the wait list to be the first to know, because I will be sending out all types of perks up until October 12th. So all you have to do, head over to alishiarobertson.com/waitlist. I'll be sure to keep a link, put a link to that in the show notes in the description for this week's episode. All right, you guys, I want to know what you think. So if you haven't already, take a screenshot and share this episode with me over on Instagram. I'm at the Alisha Nicole. And just let me know what you think about this week's episode, or you can even share what you really want in both your life and business. I would love to see it. All right, you guys, I will check you out next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at the Alisha Nicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.